Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Ennis. Can I just say I am excited, nervous, everything all rolled into one because I have been following this beautiful soul for such a long time. And when she reached out and said she wanted to come on the show, I was like, oh my God. So before I get carried away, beautiful Amber, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to connect with the fellow escapees.
I know, it's so excited. I'm going to hand over so you can share a little bit about your story. And then we're going to dive into some really amazing topics today as well to help people and inspire them on their journey.
Well, I'm certainly a corporate escapee. I escaped the corporate world. I used to be a civil engineer designing roads and actually not designing, working on a construction site, wearing my steel cap boots. And I was sketching dresses on the back of my engineering plans and realized that I needed to escape this corporate life. So I quit that job and started my first fashion design label, which was a product, fashion label. I started on a sewing machine. We made four shirts and we sold four shirts that week. The next week, we made eight shirts. We sold eight shirts the next week. And 5 years later, I had 120 accounts around Australia. We exported to Paris, Tokyo, LA, and South Africa, did runway shows all over the world and dressed some of the biggest celebrities of the time, which back in the day was Paris Hilton. And this was before social media. So this was like in influencer marketing before influencer marketing was a thing. And I always thought that was going to be my jam. This was all I ever dreamed of doing since I was a little girl. And the universe had grander plans for me. My manufacturer went out of business, which caused me to go out of business. And we had so much debt and so much hardship following that. I was so wrapped up. My identity was really wrapped up in that business. So when the business went bankrupt, I felt like I'd lost a child. So as a result of that, I then developed cancer. I was on anti-anxiety antidepressants. I had stomach ulcers. I was hospitalized all the time and was basically very, very sick, working myself to death. So I swore I would never ever be an entrepreneur ever again. I had to go back and get a day job. And that lasted about a year. So I lasted about a year as my next corporate role. I was recruiting engineers, thinking that was the dream job, right? Making all this money, wearing a great suit. And realize that I'm not cut out for corporate world. And so again, quit that job, started my second business, which was a fashion consulting styling business, and worked that up pretty quickly as well. So at the end of that era, I was the celebrity stylist, number one celebrity stylist in the country, fashion editor for Women's Health and Fitness magazine, and the TV reporter for Fashion TV. So my dreams were all coming true. I was a little fashionista, living my best life. But again, I realized that something wasn't quite adding up because it didn't matter how many hours I worked, my income was capped. And it didn't matter if I was the best stylist in the country, the stylist only made this much amount of money per job. So again, I was like, well, this isn't really going to work out long term. And I was tied to my business, right? Like I couldn't just go and travel the world and work on a laptop. I had to show up each day. So the universe again had grander plans and lovingly kicked me out of all of my contracts. I lost all of my contracts in the space of a month. So I went from having the best contracts in the industry to having no contracts and was unemployed and unemployable. I tried to go back to the corporate world again, but no one even wanted me this time around. I couldn't even get a job, with my engineering degree. And I just had all this knowledge about fashion styling. So my brother, genius that he is, said, "You need to teach an online course." This was back in 2015. So that was when I launched my first online fashion styling course. It was the first online fashion styling course in the world and is still the number one course in that industry. And I launched that course. We did six figures in the first year. And I finally felt like everything had just come together. Like all the puzzle pieces of my life had finally fit together. And I was now creating this magical, what I now call my dream life, because now I'm able to live the kind of life I've always imagined from when I was escaping the corporate world. I now have total time freedom, financial freedom. I work from a laptop and I've been able to monetize all of my passions. So my first passion was fashion styling. My second one was personal branding and publicity. I was really good at that from all of my fashion, celebrity styling days and TV presenting days. So I monetized that passion. My next passion was personal development. I'm self-help junkie all the way. So I monetized that, created a course on that. And my latest course, it was called Freedom Funnels, and it teaches people this process that I have. And so that's the life that I live now. Before the pandemic, I was a full-time nomad traveling the world, and I wrote a book about how to create an online business, which basically runs through my five-step dream methodology. And now I run the world's leading done-for-you course creation agency. So what I want to share about all of that is There were a lot of little missing, little puzzle pieces throughout my life that didn't make a lot of sense at the time. But now, upon reflection, I look back and realize that they were all coming together to create this existence. So I'm going to encourage your audience to have a think about what are the little puzzle pieces in their life that might come together for them to be able to teach something online. Because I fully believe that everyone has a skill that they can share with others through their knowledge, whether it's a digital course, a coaching program, something online that can inspire someone else, either have them save time, save money, or create more ease and flow in their life.
I love it so much. And I love the fact that, you know, I think so many times, like you talked about, first of all, identity and how attached we are to a job title, for example. And this was one of the key things for me when I had my not so gracious exit. Somebody asked me, well, what are you doing? And it was the first time I couldn't answer, you know, somebody because I didn't have a job title. And without knowing who you are and knowing your values, your own purpose and your own mission, I think that really gives people that sort of missing point to where they can go in life as well.
Especially women, because we are typically mums first, and then, you know, the manager of whatever the corporate title, the engineer for me, that kind of thing. And so if we lose that, there is a lot of identity that gets lost in that. And then it's a matter of how do you pick yourself up again to put yourself out there? You know, if you do want to create something online, or if you do want to change industries and go down a new industry, how do you transition that way? Which, yeah, there is a lot of mindset work that comes with that.
And when we talk about mindset, especially, you know, the I used to use a word going, you know, pivot, and there was something that just wasn't in alignment. And a really good friend and colleague taught me a word called tilting, and you're basically tilting to where your life needs to go. And that's what you have done. You've tilted to sort of where the universe has pointed you, and then it's, you know, gone in a complete different direction. But how do you pick up those learning lessons that's been able to help you propel even forward?
I always say that I followed my bliss, but I just followed the thing that I was really interested in at that time. So when I started the fashion label, all that I wanted to do was to sit at my sewing machine all day and design dresses. I didn't care if it was going to pay my bills. I wasn't worried about turning into a multinational brand. I just wanted to do that for the love of it. And that's how, upon reflection, when I think back about how I started all of my companies, I started them from just following that passion. And that's passion turned into my purpose. So even when I started this business, I was so passionate about digital marketing. I studied 18 courses in digital marketing in my first year. Each every other month, I was studying a new course. I loved it. So I always encourage people to just go, what would you do for free? Like, what YouTube channels do you watch? What blogs do you watch? What podcasts do you listen to? What do you spend your Saturdays and Sundays on? That is going to be a little nugget of wisdom for you to point in that direction and tilt in that direction. Because if you follow that path, whether it turns into a big business or whether it just turns into something that's going to keep you enriched and enlivened whilst you then can cope with your 9 to 5 and figure out your exit strategy that way.
Yeah. I love the fact that you're multi-passionate about different things, because you know, a lot of people talk about, well, you should only have one niche or you should only follow one thing. But I believe that as human beings, we're so creative that we are allowed to be multi-passionate, and we can have multiple businesses, or we can have different things that offer interests. How do you, you know, allow yourself to be able to incorporate all the things that you're passionate about in your life and business?
I guess it comes from the feedback and the responses that I'm getting from my audience. So I listen deeply when I'm communicating with my audience and really try and figure out what is the next step for them. And when I started this business, obviously my first course was a fashion styling course, but I was following all these digital marketers and watching all these female entrepreneurs and watching them and going, oh my God, your brand is terrible and your presenting is terrible and you have no clue about publicity. And everyone was teaching, you know, Facebook ads. And I'm like, why don't you just go and do publicity? It's free. You know, so I was watching the industry and looking at my people and going, you guys, you need branding. And so that's why I taught the branding class. And then with my third class, which was the mindset course, I was watching all these incredible female entrepreneurs that, you know, had this incredible skill set and knowledge, but they were just so blocked. They were never going to do anything with it because they had all these fears that were holding them back. And so I was like, okay, well, I can help you with that. You know, I've worked through that. Let me help you. So I find that the more that I learn myself and embody myself, the more I'm able to share with people. And I think that's the evolution of growth, right? I mean, isn't that what we're all out here to do? Just to take, you know, intake wisdom, grow, and then share our wisdom with someone else.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, I always believe that the universe sends us three signs. It's the feather, which is the little tickle. Sometimes it's the brick that gets dropped on your foot. Otherwise, you get the Mack truck. And I've had the Mack truck multiple times, but now I see them as the best lesson ever, because now I can teach other people, you know, not just the signs, but also when you've gone from the, I guess, the pain that you've gone through or being uncomfortable, you've had the best lessons. You can't learn that from a textbook.
No, and you can't learn that from just always living in, you know, this beautiful, great, graceful life. We came here to experience all of it. And sadly, it does often happen with the Mack truck. If I look at my own experiences, the Mack truck is what got me to my dream life. And it happened twice. You know, the first one was the ending of the fashion business. In hindsight, if I was stuck in that business now, I would hate my life. I would hate myself. Like, the fashion industry is not a nice industry. And again, in the styling, you know, the fashion styling consulting business, that ended with a Mack truck. And at the time, I was incredibly depressed. I spent, you know, 6 months in bed crying and, you know, thinking my entire life was over because I was leaving the fashion industry. How did I not even realize that it was the Mack truck that, you know, got me on this path? So if anyone is experiencing a Mack truck at the moment, just take it as a gift, take it as a blessing. Take time out to process. You know, you don't need to get up and figure out what the best part of that was just yet, but just know that you're being guided to potentially look down a different avenue.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you know, going back through your career and the different businesses, how is business different now to when you first started? Because I know myself, like, we didn't even have internet at school when I was growing up. So, like, even just that itself has changed dramatically.
I used to do business by cold calling storefronts, asking to post a physical catalog out, and then they would fax a paper handwritten order through. So that's how I used to do business. So you can imagine, I would get on the phone and ask someone if I can send them their catalog, and then I would often follow up, and people would reject me on the phone all day. Like, no, we don't like your designs. No, we think your clothing is terrible. So that was the start of how I learned business. So I'm pretty good at getting rejected, which, you know, I'm sure there's a skill in that going on in later life. But I think the business cycle is just a lot quicker these days. So, you know, back in the day, especially with that business, you had to perfect something for 6 months and work on something and then do photo shoots and everything. These days, I mean, this week I've had an idea and I've thought of the idea, executed the idea, and published the idea in the space of like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
So I think speed to market is something to remember in this industry. Getting over yourself with your perfectionism, no one cares. No one's paying that much attention to you to decide if you've done that perfectly or not. So I think, you know, the lessons to take away in today's business are, you know, get yourself to market. Speed to market is absolutely going to win the game. And don't worry about getting it perfect. Just get it done and get it out there and then iterate on it. Like, if you have a winner these days, you go, okay, this one's successful. Let's reiterate, you know, let's reshoot it, polish it up a little bit, flesh it out a bit. But these days, I really think just getting to market and seeing what the audience is responding to is how you're going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big believer that you're not given, like, you know, you see something or an idea unless, you know, you're able to handle it. And if you are given those gifts, it's about you. It's the mindset within yourself to be able to create it. And how important is mindset now in business?
I think mindset is everything. I think, you know, success is 80% mindset, 20% action. I know myself, I've worked so hard, in particular on my money mindset. I came from a very, very poor lower class family. So for me to be able to make money in my sleep, I mean, my dad would have thought that that person was an evil person, you know, not working a hard day's, hard day's work to make money. So for me, I had to work a lot on my money mindset to make sure that I'm able to wake up to money, you know, have money flowing in without me actually doing anything or working hard for it. So that's certainly something that I see a lot of women in particular having to overcome. And then I see, again, a lot of women struggling with being seen and being heard. which for some reason I didn't have that one. I don't know why, but for me, it was really natural to jump on a camera and interview celebrities on camera because, you know, that's what I was doing. So I see a lot of women having to work through that. And all of this is so manageable. Like, once you understand where the fear is coming from, what caused it, what the belief system is, there are certainly many, many ways that you can work through all of these.
Yeah. If you were to, I guess, write a letter to your younger self, what was one piece of advice that you would give her?
I guess I mean, probably two things. One, it's all going to work out okay. And two, don't work so hard. I've really worked myself, you know, to near death almost twice. So for me, I think it would be to develop that mindset of it's okay to be soft and feminine and allow the money to flow in. You don't have to be the one doing and working harder, which, you know, has certainly been demonstrated by obviously growing up in the era that I grew up in.
Yeah, absolutely. And if we talk about, like, business success, because there is, I mean, here in Australia, there's a big tall poppy syndrome. Like, you shouldn't shout out that you're successful. You should be still hidden, hide behind the brand. How much do you think that that also is, and I don't want to sound like a feminist, but more women dominated as well, because we should compare ourselves to other people, or we shouldn't, compare ourselves to anybody else and try and stay in our own lane. But success is a natural thing for everybody, and it means different to everybody else.
Well, that's exactly right. Success doesn't necessarily mean earning money for everyone. For a long time, for me, success meant how much time I could take off. You know, having worked a
Yeah.
lot in my last two businesses, when this business started making money, I just worked less and less and less to the point that I just would do it like an hour a day. And that was my entire existence. And I was only making, you know, a couple of six figures a year, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. It wasn't like these millions of dollars that we see people making these days. But for me, that's what success was. It was like, where can I travel to? You know, how many hours do I have to like not log on? So I think defining what success means to you is really important. Probably for a lot of women, it's like, I just want to spend more time with my kids or, you know, with my partner or on myself doing self-care. Yeah, I think defining success for yourself is important. And absolutely, I mean, tall poppy is just insane in Australia. But then you follow these American and you would never talk about how much money you're earning. Like, oh my gosh, God forbid anyone spoke about how much money they were earning. But then, you know, when you follow these American creators, that's all they talk about. Like, you know, when I think now in particular, the ones that really stand out for me, all they do is tell people how great they are.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
and I actually think that's great. I mean, we've worked hard to get to the places that we're at. You know, you and I have worked really hard. Your audience member who's listening to this has worked hard. So why not celebrate your successes? You know, who's going to be your biggest cheerleader if you're not going to be, you know, if you're not going to cheer for yourself? So all it takes is for a community of women to start doing that in Australia, and I'm sure it'll catch on. Let's start the trend, Krista.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And
Amazing.
talking about that, like, how important has it been for you to surround yourself with the right tribe?
Yeah, it's something I've been slow at. I've only just taken on a mentor this year, having reached the success that I've reached. But now, in hindsight, I really see the value of being mentored by someone who's done a couple of steps ahead of what you're doing and what you're wanting to achieve. And these days, I'm really now focusing, I guess, because I'm a bit more grounded and not traveling the world the whole time. I'm a bit more grounded on getting those beautiful women, feminine women around me again, which was something I really missed during COVID. You know, before COVID, if I was in Australia, we often sat in moon circles and, you know, embodiment circles. And that's a big thing that I feel like has been lacking from my life since then. So it's a big focus of mine at the moment.
Oh, I love that so much. There's nothing better than connection, like with other people as well. And I guess realizing too, like, everybody has some gift that they can share, regardless whether or not, a lot of people go, oh, well, I'm just a mom, or I'm just this, but they don't realize the gifts that they each individual has. And I think that's what I love what you're saying, is that everybody has a gift. Everyone can create a course. Like, any person has that within inside of them.
It's just a matter of seeing, and often, like I call it our genius zone, and we don't see our genius zone because for us, it's common sense, but for everyone else, it's genius. So, especially for the mums that are listening, going, well, I'm just a mum. But what are you doing with your kids? Are you educating them in a certain way? Do you pack their lunches in a certain way? Are you managing home life with hubby in a certain way? There is certainly a gift that you do that no one else does because it's your gift. So that's the thing that you want to start thinking about in terms of how can you turn that into a digital product? How can you package this up in a way that someone else is going to want? And I can assure you, there are billions of people on this planet that don't know the thing that you know, and that's your opportunity to teach.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to sort of give people like an experience of what it's like to work with you? If they're sitting there going, oh, maybe that's something I could do. What's it like, the process to work with you?
Well, so it's all written in Dream Life, which is probably the most accessible way to work with me. That's a $7 investment, which is, not a small book for $7. But the process that I go through in, if you're wanting to create a digital product, the first thing that we do after we validate your offer and run you through a profitability matrix, so we make sure that the topic that you're thinking about is going to be a profitable one. So I've got a matrix that decides. A lot of people trying to choose between one or two topics because you're obviously multi-passionate. So once we figure out your profitability matrix, we then go and do idea validation. So this is where we run through some market testing to figure out if it's going to work. Most people say my idea validation is the sort of like aha moment in the course that they had never thought of doing, but it really gives them validation that what their idea is going to work. And then our next step is actually what I call an MBP, which is a minimum bankable product. So this is what we do. We basically create a pilot or a test program. We teach it live so that there's no tech setup. It's just using a Zoom link, exactly what you and I are doing right now. And then we teach it live. And what that does is it helps us understand what parts of the pieces are missing and also helps us get feedback on what we just taught. So when you're teaching something as an expert, it's often difficult to understand your missing knowledge gaps. And then it's also you also often need feedback on, hey, that didn't really land. I need you to explain this a little bit more before you go on to the next step. So this is probably the easiest way to get started for anyone with digital products. It's effortless, it requires no tech, and you can make your investment back within 7 days. People join up, they make their, and often with courses that they've been thinking about for years. And then I'm like, just run the MVP, make some money, let's see if it's going to work. So that's sort of my unique methodology that I teach inside of Freedom Funnels.
I love that so much. And like I said, like everybody does have a gift. And I think it's time for us to also, like when we're talking to other people, to actually highlight their gifts to them, because a lot of times we can say, oh, you look lovely today. But what about if we just start sharing like what your gift is that you're bringing to somebody else? And a lot of people don't know that they've made their day as well.
Well, that's, ex I mean, I love that. And yes, we should all do that. What a beautiful way to engage with people. That's actually one of the things that I teach in the inside of Freedom Funnel. So in idea validation, we go and ask our friends and go, what do you think my genius zone is? What would you have me teach? And it's often, amazing when they get their responses back to think, oh, all of my friends think that I'm a relationship guru, but I'd never think of myself like that because I've been married for 21 years. So it's funny to hear about these sort of the way that other people view us. So I love that idea of sharing that with someone. How magnificent. Why don't we give our audience the challenge to go and do that and share someone's gift with them? That would spread some beautiful love and joy throughout the world.
Absolutely. Tag them and let them know, because I
Yes.
think, we don't share that so much. I'm such a big believer that our true gift is literally whatever you were told that you were too much as a child, that really is your true gift. Because I was told I
Yes.
talk too much. So obviously now I have a podcast, so
Now you're a
that's okay.
podcaster. For real. This is, I mean, I saw that post on Instagram recently and it was like all the people that were told that you talk too much, what are you doing these days? And they're all like, I'm a litigator, I'm a this, I'm a, like all these amazing jobs. And you're like, good for you. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's next for you? Because you're a superstar. I love what you do. So what is next for you?
Well, I want to get this book into the hands of everyone because this is literally the handbook of creating an online business and getting out of the corporate world and getting into online. And then we're scaling our Done For You agency. So if there are any corporate experts that are wanting to create their online course but do not want to learn how to do it themselves, I totally get you. So this is an agency that we've been running for a while now, and we're now taking it to the next level, which is really exciting because I love helping people with this. As you can see, I'm so passionate about making sure that everyone gets to live this dream life.
I love it. I love it. A question that I've been asking people is that, if you could go back and, just sort of give yourself that pep talk, at a time that you need it, what would you say?
Oh, gosh. This is actually a gift, and one day this gift will make you a lot of money because
Yeah.
you'll learn from it. You've got lessons, you've got teachings, you've got healings, and there's a way that you're going to help heal other people with this gift or with this hardship, and you're going to make yourself a bunch of cash in the meantime.
Yeah. Now, I've always found writing very therapeutic for myself. How was it for you, your experience of writing your book?
Oh, I did not enjoy writing the book.
Oh.
I mean, I guess I did it during COVID. So, and I found that COVID was not great for me because I was a nomad before, and it really, shut down my freedom. Freedom is my biggest value in life, so that was immediately taken away. So, it wasn't an enjoyable experience, but and interestingly, it took the same amount of time, energy, and effort as it takes to write a $7 book as it took to write my previous online course, which was a $2,000 course. So if
Yeah.
anyone's out there thinking like, do I want to write a book or do I want to create a
Yeah.
course? That's something that I found quite profound, in fact, during the delivery.
Well, that's interesting because I never used to be a writer. But now, yeah, with a few books under my belt, I absolutely love it.
Nice.
So
Amazing.
fantastic. So I absolutely adore what you're doing. I think, like you said, everybody has a gift. I want to ask you five random questions that I've been asking people just so that they can get to know you and have a little bit of fun. Are you
Let's
a
do it.
tea or a coffee person in the morning?
Coffee, absolutely coffee. I cannot stand tea. Even flavored tea, I don't even like.
Yeah.
But these
Yeah.
days where I am, it's so hot that it's iced latte. So iced
Oh,
almond
yeah.
latte is my coffee order.
Yeah, I love it. Are you a beach or a country person?
Beach, obviously. I've been working from tropical huts for the last 7 years.
Amazing, amazing. If you were to travel anywhere, would you like on a holiday destination, would you prefer to go by plane or by boat?
Oh, I've never been on a boat. I was almost about to go to Antarctica next week. I got a last minute
Oh.
invite and I'm like, I could probably do that, but it just didn't align. Maybe boat,
Yeah.
perhaps. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, it'd be a different experience, I think, and just having a relaxing journey to get to that end destination.
Exactly.
I think that would be amazing. If you could curl up with, to either watch a movie or read a book, what would you prefer?
I read a book. I am a big reader. Not that I enjoy writing books, but I love reading books.
Yeah.
And right up until about a year ago, I only ever read nonfiction, but I've just recently discovered fiction, and oh my God, it's life-changing. It's like
Wow.
you sit at ho home on, on a Friday night and you read a book and you get lost in a book, and it's your whole journey is the book. Whereas before, my books were, like reading a textbook, which isn't very enjoyable on a Friday night. So,
Yeah.
that's a whole new experience for me that I'm really enjoying.
Oh, I love that. And just quickly, like, do you prefer like audiobooks or like the physical book?
At the moment, I'm going deep on physical books. It's just, touching it and holding
Oh,
the
yeah.
pages. You're just getting lost in it.
Yeah, I have that Carrie Bradshaw mo moment where you
Yeah.
smell the book sometimes. So,
Love
yeah, totally get it. Totally get
it.
it. And if you are to have a dinner party and you could invite anybody from the past or the present, who would you invite?
My answer to this used to be Eminem because he was really helpful to me during a tough time in my life. I feel like these days I'd probably invite Paris Hilton, see if she remembers when we used to have, used to dress her. And then probably just some prolific marketers, I guess. People in, I don't know these days, maybe Oprah. I'm not sure, although that's a little bit of an obvious answer. I don't, maybe like someone that would help in business, I'd say, probably like business mentors. I reckon that would be where. Oh, Esther Perel. I love her. Do
Oh,
you
I
know
would
her?
love, yeah, Richard Branson would be on my top
Oh,
list.
that's a good one.
Yeah, it would be amazing to sit down with and just pick his brain for like 5 minutes. I think it'll be
Right?
worth everything. So,
Yes. Great one.
absolutely. Well, as I said, I think you're absolutely amazing. We are going to put all the details where people can reach out to you below. Amber, thank you so much for being here, beautiful, and just really keep shining and sharing your gifts with the world.
Thank you, Christine. It's my absolute pleasure. And you keep shining and sharing your gifts as well.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who is watching this episode. Remember, if you have liked it, to hit the like and subscribe button. If you've got any comments, make sure you tag people and share their gifts with us. Like, we would love to know what their gifts are and let them know and spread some joy to the world. And remember to live life to the fullest every single day. Love and light to you all.